The Arkansas State Police has now released details about a fatal accident in January. The state police reports that 78-year-old Mary Bates of Mammoth Spring was killed when her vehicle left the roadway and overturned several times. She was taken to Cox South in Springfield, then passed away 18 days later. The accident happened on Highway 62-412 near the intersection of Gum Spring Circle west of Salem. The Missouri Highway Patrol Division of Drug and Crime Control announces formal charges against 38-year-old Jerry Barnett of Norwood, 42-year-old Justin Emery of Mountain Grove, and 44-year-old Jared Means of Mountain Grove. The three men were arrested following an investigation conducted by the Rural Crimes Investigation Unit of the patrol. On September 16th, the department investigators were made aware of a possible livestock theft in rural Texas County. The owner of the cattle resided out of state and reported the cattle were stolen. Investigators identified three suspects and followed up on additional leads and obtained evidence connecting Barnett to the theft of the livestock. Investigators later learned that Barnett was assisted by both Emery and Mings, who sold the cattle under their respective names. The investigation revealed Mings sold three head of cattle on July 16th. Emery sold six additional head of cattle on August 27th. On March 9th, Barnett was served notice of a warrant while in custody at the Texas County Jail, where he was incarcerated on unrelated charges. He was being held on $3,000 bond. On March 11th, investigators and Operation Relentless Pursuit located and arrested Mings in Wright County. He was taken to Wright County Jail, and it was being held on $2,500 bond. Then March 17th, investigators located and arrested Emery in Texas County. He was taken to Texas County Jail and is being held on $3,500 bond. Howe County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant and seized a large quantity of methamphetamine. On March 17th, deputies with the Sheriff's Office in cooperation with South Central Drug Task Force and assistance from West Plains Police Department narcotics detectives executed a search warrant at a residence in West Plains following a three-month-long narcotics investigation. The focus was 67-year-old Herbert Palmer of West Plains. Palmer has an extensive criminal history, had recently been released from prison, and was on parole at the time in the investigation. Despite being a recent guest of the Missouri Department of Corrections, Palmer continued to engage in the distribution of large quantities of meth throughout West Plains and Howe County. Palmer's residence is located in a very close proximity to a school district and bus barn, further elevating the seriousness of the case and the risk posed to the community. During the execution of the warrant, deputies located approximately 416.5 grams, or nearly 1 pound of meth, inside the residence. Some of the meth was individually packaged for resale, indicating active distribution. Additional proximity, 12 grams of mushrooms were recovered. Investigators also located items of drug paraphernalia, including dozens of plastic bags, a digital scale, and two glass pipes commonly used for narcotics consumption. Palmer is charged with felony first-degree traffic drugs or attempt over the statutory amount, felony possession of a controlled substance, and felony keeping or maintaining a public nuisance. He's being held on $50,000 cash or surety bond. A former Pocahontas police officer has been found guilty of possession of child pornography. Arthur Cottrell was found guilty of three counts of possession of child sexual abuse material. After a sentencing hearing, he was recommended a maximum sentence of 30 years in prison. A missing juvenile in Howe County has been located safe. The Howe County Sheriff's Department reports 16-year-old Andrew Woodruff was found safe. He was reported missing from his home on Tuesday. The 37th annual Cystic Fibrosis Concert is set for this Saturday at the West Plains Civic Center. This year's featured artist is Craig Morgan. Craig Morgan was a guest on K-Country 95 Wednesday morning and talked about the concert.
We tell people all the time, we know that they're spending hard-earned money to come spend time with us, and our objective is to play music enough, well enough, and play the kind of songs that they want to hear that make them laugh, cry, and think about their lives and relate, and hopefully create a little joy, excitement, and memories.
Again, the annual Cystic Fibrosis Concert is this Saturday at the West Plains Civic Center. The Randolph County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a woman on battery charges. 21-year-old Destiny Lamb was arrested on charges of 4 counts of felony second-degree battery, hindering apprehension or prosecution, resisting arrest, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was taken to Randolph County Jail. A man from Pocahontas was arrested Wednesday. 20-year-old Hunter Martinez is charged with felony second-degree battery, resisting arrest, and harassment. He's being held in the Randolph County Jail. A woman from Mountain View was injured in an accident Wednesday afternoon east of Willow Springs. The Highway Patrol reports the 63-year-old woman suffered moderate injuries when she pulled into the path of another vehicle. The accident happened on U.S. 60, 1 mile east of Willow Springs.